A former Republican state attorney general has announced that he'll be running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2025. We've made it to Friday. It's already December 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crowe. Coming up on the show today, the state Senate minority leader has announced that she'll be stepping down from the position. And unions representing teachers and other public workers are suing to challenge the state law that ended collective bargaining for most public employees. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel has entered the 2025 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. As Rich Kramer reports, he's accused the court's new liberal majority of placing ideology above the Constitution.
Before he took the stage Thursday night at Weldall Manufacturing in Waukesha, Schimmel and his band warmed up supporters with covers of songs like Michael Jackson's Beat It. When he began to speak, the mood shifted. Schimmel accused the Supreme Court's liberal majority of prejudging a redistricting lawsuit currently before them and equating personal opinions with judicial values.
I'm running to restore integrity and accountability to Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Thank you.
Schimmel also warned against a damaging primary, referencing the race that divided conservatives ahead of this year's Supreme Court election. Conservatives are hoping to defeat Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. Bradley has been on the court since 1995. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard is stepping down from her job in legislative leadership. The Madison Democrat is launching a campaign for Dane County Executive. Agard's announcement comes as the Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing a challenge to the state's legislative maps. Depending on the outcome of that case, Democrats could gain more power than they've had in years. In an interview with WPR, Agard says she thinks that would open the door for some progressive priorities to pass.
There are more things that folks in Wisconsin would like our legislature to get done that are supported bipartisanly. And I am hopeful that with more fair maps, and actual true democracy, we're going to be able to get that done.
Three Senate Democrats have already confirmed to WPR that they'll vie for the minority leadership. The party vote is scheduled for today. Agard says she'll still serve out the remainder of her term in the state Senate. Several unions have filed a new lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's Act 10, former Republican Governor Scott Walker's landmark plan that gutted bargaining rights for most public employees. As Sean Johnson reports, it's the first case of its kind since liberals took control of the state Supreme Court.
It's been about a decade since the challenge to Act 10 was heard by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and circumstances have changed. The election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz earlier this year gave the court a liberal majority. Unions say they're filing the case now because low pay and staffing shortages are hurting the ability of public employees to do their jobs. They say Act 10 violates the Constitution's equal protection guarantee because it took rights away from most public employee unions, but not police and firefighters who endorse Scott Walker. Protasiewicz was among the tens of thousands of people who protested the law when it was introduced in 2011, and as a candidate, she said it was unconstitutional. But Protasiewicz did not rule out recusing herself should a case challenging the law make its way to the court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A top Wisconsin GOP official who helped secure the Republican National Convention for Milwaukee has left his position as host committee secretary. Corrine Hess reports Gerard Randall's resignation came after reporting by WPR and Wisconsin Watch brought the questionable history of his nonprofit to light. The MKE 2024 host committee confirmed Randall's resignation yesterday. Their one-sentence statement to WPR said that he had, quote, resigned from all his host committee positions and duties. Randall's been under scrutiny for his work as executive director of the nonprofit Milwaukee Education Partnership. Reporting from WPR showed that the organization had not delivered on work for paid contracts with Milwaukee Public Schools. Tax filings for the organization also falsely named prominent officials from state and local organizations as members of the nonprofit's board. On November 15th, Milwaukee Public Schools ended its decade-long affiliation with Randall's organization. Randall could not be reached for comment. Appleton International Airport broke ground this week on a $66 million project that will double its size. The 47,000 square foot expansion of the main concourse will be completed in phases beginning in late 2025. The airport is scheduled to see nearly 950,000 passengers this year. That's up from over 850,000 in 2022. Tom Nelson is Outagamie County Executive. He says the Appleton International Airport already supports 3,000 jobs.
This is going to be the point where this airport goes from $700 million of economic activity a year to $1 billion of economic activity every year.
The first phase of the project includes expanding the number of gates, as well as adding a beer garden and an additional restaurant. Coming up, we've got a Wisconsin Life piece about a WNBA player with Wisconsin roots. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a pro athlete who recently moved back to Wisconsin.
Janelle McCarville's WNBA career included plenty of highlights, including a championship in 2013. The 6'2" center also played internationally in Italy, China, and Sweden. Her playing career came to an end in 2022, but then she returned to her hometown in Wisconsin. She wound up coaching high school girls basketball in Stevens Point and is now living in the same house she grew up in. WPR's Rob Menser talked with McCarville about her life as a pro athlete.
Bring it in, and let's get going, all right?
Knock out three, one, two, three, smash!
My name is Janelle McCarville. I am the head coach of the Stevens Point Area Senior High Girls Basketball Team. This is my first year as head coach. I have played professionally in the WNBA for 9 years. I've played overseas for 15 years with numerous championships in numerous countries.
Here you go, next group!
I grew up in Custer, Wisconsin, two bars and a post office. Went to Stevens Point High School. I had so much support from the family and cousins that I don't think I would have made it without them. But I was a farm kid, you know, so like it was just action on the farm, playing with the brothers. I enjoyed soccer, so the U.S. Olympic team had won the World Cup. I remember where I was when they won it. I think Brandi Chastain hit the penalty kick, took her shirt off, waved it around her head. You know, first time female had ever done that. It was almost, you know, indecent exposure for certain people at the time. But, oh my God, as a young female athlete, that was my role model right there. The U.S. Olympic team, soccer team.
Bring it back!
Basketball was the last thing I picked up, truly. I really only started in 7th or 8th grade. You know, if you were into something, you had to be into it because mom had to sacrifice all the time to drive you to town, waste, you know, 2 hours waiting for you in town. So we really had to buckle down.
Set it back up with whoever drove and whoever was behind.
Then went to University of Minnesota. I was the only person that year as a freshman. They only recruited me. I dominated. I won freshman of the year in the Big Ten. And from that year on, we never had a losing season at Minnesota.
McCarville, one-on-one, goes right around her and lays it in.
That's big time. I mean, this young woman has been the best player in the NCAA tournament. She has been sensational.
The WNBA was there, but not so popular or well-known. A European basketball career was never even thought of. You know, I didn't know anything of it. So I was just hoping I could, you know, continue because I, for the love of the game. Going into the draft, I didn't know anything. So me and my family, mother and father, went to New York to be in the draft. And draft day, you know, I'm just sitting in the room with everybody else, and all of a sudden they call your name. And it just so happened I was number one. I was taken to Charlotte, the Charlotte's thing.
It comes up with, look at this
play.
Oh,
my goodness. Janelle McCarville, that'll be the best play she makes all season long.
And probably the best play that we'll see all day today.
Yep. Everything grew as I got older. I just learned, I improved mind, body, and soul as to what needed to happen. And it created habits. You know, 21 days makes a habit. And you do these things long enough, it just becomes part of your life. And I guess that's where I am today and why I've been so successful is I dove headfirst and gave everything my best.
Ready? Go!
We won the WNBA championship in 2013 with the Minnesota Lynx. It was one of the most trying years of my life, actually. Coaches push you to the brink, and this year, it was the beginning of that. I don't know. You have your lifelong dream of winning a championship, and the only thing I did, partied with the girls and went back to the room and watched film. You know, I was like ready to do it all over again. I'm not satisfied with just this one. So then, you know, already thinking about next year and taking the other one and the preparation that's needed for it. So it's hard to live in the moment.
Hello, everybody. Please have a seat. Welcome to the White House and give it up for our special guest, the Minnesota Lynx. Hey.
So I got to go meet Barack Obama. You know, he shook my hand and said, "Oh, Janelle, I love your passes." You know, like, holy shit, the President of the United States knows my name and knows what I excel at. You know, like, that's crazy to me. Like, then again, it hits home, like, wow, I've come a long way and done a lot of things, and basketball has truly provided all of it.
WPR's Rob Menser brought us that story on basketball player and coach Janelle McCarville, a Wisconsin native. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Awesome story there. Thanks to Rob Menser for bringing it to us. And thanks to you for joining us for Wisconsin Today. That'll do it for this Friday show, the first one in December. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We're going to take the weekend off. We'll be right back here on your podcast feed again on Monday. Until then, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.